from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
That boy Bron, 40 years old, still the best in the world.
Is he showing right now? Is USA's? Come on, man.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Flex on him. Flex on him. Get him off your shoulders.
Come on, man. America. That boy right there. Look at those two. My goodness, LeBron James and Anthony Edwards. LeBron James winning another basketball game right now for USA. Is there in a tight one all the way? To get our daily airtime quote in, 92-86 with 45 seconds left. LeBron James again
Watch out, little fellas.
In the final. And this is after he hits the go-ahead shot against South Sudan over the weekend to give the USA a one-point win in that game. And as I said before the commercial break, at some point, the term Father Time is undefeated has to be retired because undefeated means you never lost. And I think there's a very, very good argument that Tom Brady beat Father Time, made it through his entire career. Devontae Adams wants him to come out of retirement and play quarterback for him.
Kyle Shanahan.
Well, that too. And then, you know, you have what LeBron James is doing here at the age of, 39? Absolutely phenomenal.
I mean, the thing we always talk about with LeBron that's so unbelievably impressive is it's not just that he is playing at the age of 39, 40 years old. His numbers are still some of the best in the league at that age. That's crazy. Like, we haven't even got to the point where he's just kind of out there, like, no disrespect to this guy, but like Dirk in his final year, Kobe in his final year, where they're not like, you know, they're having their swan song. They're just kind of out there. This guy's, the Lakers are like, please lead us to a championship. Man's almost 40. It's crazy, man. Team USA is like, lead us to the goal.
Apparently.
Beat the world, please.
Apparently. This doesn't seem to be, if anyone has any suggestions, this doesn't seem to be the easiest game to find a box score for.
ESPN ain't got it? That's crazy.
I know. USA versus Germany box score?
You got to go to the Olympic tab and all that other stuff.
Okay, I think I got one here. LeBron James. This is a very odd box score.
That's crazy. I just seen
LeBron James with 20 points in this game.
Talk to him about the field goals, though.
LeBron James, 8 of 11.
Come on, man. Come on.
LeBron James is 8 of 11 from 3. He started alongside Book, Joel, Jrue Holiday, and Steph Curry. Jrue Holiday playing very well. Joel playing. No threat of benching Joel Embiid in this one, it looks like. Oh, LeBron turns it over just as we're praising him.
He's
dribbling the ball between
his
legs.
He got no bag. That's the one knock. You don't have a bag.
He was dribbling.
They're going to show the replay.
Yeah.
LeBron ain't got no bag.
LeBron thought he was Kyrie Irving for a second. started dribbling the ball crazy. Hey, watch out. And there it goes. Oh, King. Man. Come on, King.
Oh, man. You know, one of the issues that I think might be the thing to watch for in the tournament, I still think they're going to win the gold medal. They're the favorites. I expect them to win. I don't see anything different with that. But I don't know how good their defense is on the perimeter. And I've had the game on both screens here in the studio. And Dennis Schroeder, I mean, he gets in the paint when he wants to, draw and kick, draw and finish, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And just because of the nature of the players that are on the team, these are superstars, right? Like, they're not, they don't have to be locked down defenders. They don't have to be any type of defenders, really, a lot of the times. And that's why you have a Drew Holiday or Derek White, but that's only two guys. Asking Devin Booker to be like, yo, we need you to lock up on the perimeter now. That's not in his game right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when they play Canada, or when they play, you know, maybe Germany again, or maybe Jose Alvarado in Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
like maybe that's an issue. And I think that's always kind of been the issue when they do get in trouble, is their perimeter defense is shaky because these guys these guys on the perimeter, they're just not used to playing that high level of defense consistently, I don't think. So that might be an issue.
That was one of LeBron's funniest turnovers of his career. Game's not over yet. It's 92-86. Okay, now we're trying to pass the ball. Okay, now it's over.
Having a three-man lead here.
For goodness sakes, Germany, God bless it. Well, they got a basket. Now they're within four with 1 second left because they had to get the perfect shot. My goodness. An angry Steve Kerr walks off the floor. Steve looks disheveled. Like, oh, this is going to be hell. This is going to be absolute hell. Steve's calling Mike Krzyzewski right now. Dude, you can have this job back.
Man,
that's
LeBron's
funny. Tatum got that haircut and he can't stop touching his hair.
Yeah, he got rid of
every time I see him. He keeps pulling it forward.
Yeah, went back.
Haven't lived that life once. I can remember.
LeBron hasn't gone to the barber with Beijing yet. He'll have that by Friday.
Well, they'll have it at the hotel.
Because
he's the flag bearer.
I saw that. Yeah,
he's the flag bearer.
And that's the flag bearer for all of USA,
the country.
Right?
That's
really cool.
There's one man and there's one woman. I don't know who the woman is. I was actually hoping Simone? It would be Diana, but
my guess is Simone.
I feel like I would have seen that. Maybe they didn't announce that. But LeBron's definitely doing it. Carried by two at the female. Oh, be announced tomorrow.
Oh.
Be announced tomorrow. But that's your girl did it in 2004? Dawn.
Oh, I didn't know Dawn did it.
And then Birdie did it, which I have zero recollection of in 2021.
Mm. Well,
again, yeah, right. Right. So LeBron will be the third USA basketball player to carry the flag.
And they play on Sunday. And good news for us here on the West Coast, it's going to be 8 a.m. Sunday morning. So we'll be able to watch. I think it's 8 a.m. Sunday against Serbia. And then I had it right up here. Somebody they play on Wednesday is like during our show and starts at noon. And then the next game is the following Sunday at 8 a.m. So we'll all be able to watch. We don't have to worry about a 2 a.m. start or nothing like that. So we'll be good. We'll be good. South Sudan, who they almost lost to on Wednesday at noon our time.
LeBron's first Olympic appearance was 20 years ago in Athens.
Wow.
When his team won the bronze.
I remember that.
Oh.
My boy AI was on that team. Stephon Marbury was on there. I thought my boys were going to do some work, and they didn't do work at all.
It's so sad to go back and watch that video.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting on the baseline, just stunned.
Mm. Damn. Well, I don't think they'll have that problem this year. They gonna win this year. They gonna win. It ain't no thing.
See, Michael Phelps was a previous flag bearer. Simone Biles has already carried the flag.
I don't think it would be her. It should be Asian.
I don't think it's gonna be another basketball player.
True.
That's why maybe Katie Ledecky.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess that'll get announced tomorrow. But that's a huge. I know it doesn't carry the same cachet, but when you talk about MVPs and all NBA appearances and all of that stuff, yo, he was the flag bearer for the Paris Olympics.
Yeah,
that's
special.
That's tremendous.
That is
a tremendous honor for LeBron James.
Somebody, I think it was our guy, Eddie Gonzalez, had a tweet the other day when he was like, man, Bron out here really acting like he's big bro to everybody out here on this team. He said, what's crazy is they do too. Because LeBron, he was like getting everybody together and he told KD, he's like, hey, KD, go get a shot up real quick. And KD was like, oh, okay.
KD, by the way, who's not playing.
Yeah, still not playing.
Kawhi was sent home, but KD just kicking it.
But he's, yeah, I mean, look, this is.
It doesn't look like Ty played today. Is Ty hurt?
I don't think so. I just.
It looks like Ty and KD were the only ones who didn't play today.
Well, with all due respect, this isn't his Olympics. I don't think this
no,
is.
No, that's the shoot. Yeah. You know he'll get the 2 minute.
Yeah. He'll be on the 28 team, and I expect him to play a lot on the 28 team. Mm-hmm. But this one isn't his Olympics.
Yeah, that's a shoot.
I heard James and Kyle talking about it on the insiders, but yeah, man, this is LeBron's team, man.
I didn't realize that shot we saw Devin Booker hit was the only shot he made.
Oh,
D-Book. That was a brutal shot too. It was the only shot he hit.
D-Book a starter too.
Yeah. Yeah, he hit a tough and one, kind of in the corner, regrouped a little bit, just got a decent look off after being fouled.
It's like a minute and a half left in the game.
It's the only shot he hit. He was one of six.
Yeah. But LeBron, they were talking about this is LeBron's squad. This is his team. He's
yeah.
And it shows in his leadership, it shows in his production. The other day, I think they asked Ant-Man, they were like, yo, you know, the game was close and you guys were able to pull it out. Like, what happened? And he said, we got LeBron James. That's the end. He said, LeBron James, that's the reason why. Everybody look up to, and rightfully so, he might be the greatest basketball player ever played. Like, this is turning into the LeBron Olympics. I don't feel like there was another one I remember like this. Because 08 wasn't his.
No, 08 was. You know what 08 was, truly? It, Kobe, for sure. It was like the Coach K Olympics. Mm. So much was made about the contract and agreeing to do this and to be together and to play together and to be a real team. And
was that the same one where they gave Doug Collins the. They went over him, like.
Mm-hmm. Put the medals around his neck?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll come back. SI's newest writer.
Wow.
Covering the Sacramento Kings.
Look at him.
Joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, we are back here celebrating Casey's birthday all day long.
Yeah, man.
And celebrating the newest Sacramento Kings writer for SI.com, our very own Will Z. Will.
Air horns. Air horns. Yes, sir. Will Z. Moving on up.
Little old Will Z and his stats writing for Sports Illustrated.
To the east side.
Just continuing to be a little dream come true with. Again, thanks to you guys, Damian. You got me started with all this. So just happy to be continuing the journey and trying to stay humble and just appreciate the little things. But this is a fun one.
Hey, bro, man. You're a writer for SI.com, Will. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. It is amazing, man. It is amazing. And you know, just as you, however you can, however you want to, just tell us how it went down, man. Like that's major. SI just hitting your DMs like, hey, you want to work with us? Like, how'd that all go down?
Yeah, so actually I heard from Alan Cal on Twitter. He writes for them as well, and he reached out, let me know that they were looking for more writers. They're trying to push for more specific team page coverage. So they wanted someone who's a fan and kind of knows the team. So he got me in touch with the editor. Talked to him. He already kind of knew who I was. So, and it just kind of, it went pretty quick and I'm on board now and talked with the publisher. He gave me the go ahead and we're off and running.
There we go.
And Will Z out here with Kenny Caraway money now. Boy, what a moment.
Stop it.
What a moment.
Maybe one of these days I'll get to that point. It's a high, high bar.
It is for all of us.
Look, mm-hmm. Charlie dropped off the green spot whiskey for us.
Well, be careful, because Charlie will drop off a bottle of liquor that will.
I'm definitely going to be careful with
existence.
This. Definitely going to be careful with this, but only Will Z and Damien can get the red version. Red version. It's the red.
I don't even.
It's
know
the red spot. Don't you know what it is? Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it. Those who are on the stream, they know what time it is, man. And they agree that you would get the red version.
No one even knows what you're talking about. Like,
who was talking about you? Look
in the chat, they'll agree. They know what time.
Though it does look like Will has some bottles stashed behind him.
Yeah, what you
I can't,
got up there,
I can't quite. That is top shelf. Oh yeah. Oh,
hey, there's not much.
No.
The Angel's Envy, that one on the far side is actually from Kentucky. Hannah went to the Derby a few years ago and brought that one back. So that's probably my best bottle up there, but pretty simple stuff. And then the two on the Champagne is Empty. That was our engagement champagne.
There you go.
Hannah's parents have a winery, and her dad threw a special label on that one. It's a picture of us, but
that's okay.
Keep it simple here.
I did the show with a lot of empty bottles behind me for a very, very long time.
Yeah. I should have just kept it a secret.
Yeah, no, well, you know, eventually we break kayfabe on everything. We're telling all of the stories on the 1,000th episode.
1,000th episode coming up soon.
1,000th episode of D'Lo and Casey, just about a month away, August 21st. We'll let you know how you can be a part of that as the days roll along.
That's another, I mean, it's not the exact day, but that's another celebration, I'm just saying.
Yeah, for 4 years of D'Lo and Casey and 1 year of D'Lo and Casey on KSFM.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about, but it's all right.
It's awesome.
It's close enough.
Will Z with us. and of course, Will couldn't wait to start writing as he announced he joined SI and immediately cranked out two articles.
One ready to go.
Let's get them page views up, man. Let's make sure everyone sees Will's content. Let's start with the article that I believed you talked with our friend Matt George about, and that is the pairing of Domantas Sabonis and DeMar DeRozan. You called it a perfect match. Obviously, that's not a take on your part. Your game is numbers. What did you dive into that sparked this thought?
Yeah, I wanted to look into it. I felt like everyone was talking about DeRozan and Fox when the trade happened, because they are like the dynamic pair on the team now. But when you look at Sabonis and DeRozan, I think the two of them have games that will complement each other just so well. And one of the things that I wanted to do was look at the big men that DeRozan has played with. He's played for 15 seasons, and he's been on some really good teams. So Fox, I think Sabonis is pretty clearly the best big, the center that he's ever played with. When Sabonis got traded to the Kings, that was pretty clear. But I don't know if that's the case for DeRozan. So looking at who he's played with in terms of centers, we've got Chris Bosh, Serge Ibaka, Jonas Valanciunas, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Nikola Vucevic. So a lot of very talented big men, but no one that plays like Sabonis. Sabonis last year, 8.2 assists per game. The most assists that a big that DeRozan has played with was last year Vucevic with 3.3. So he's never played with someone with the style of Sabonis. So I'm really intrigued to see how those two pair together. And I think that it's going to be great. Some numbers that kind of stood out to me: DeRozan ranked in the 87.3rd percentile for the cut play type, 92.2nd percentile for the handoff play type, both plays that the Kings like to run a lot. And then Sabonis led the league with 6.0 screen assists and 14.1 screen assist points created per game. So Sabonis has all of the like peripheral stats to back up what DeRozan does well. And I think seeing them operate out of that like high post is just going to be super electric and just something that I don't think has gotten enough coverage.
I'm sitting there thinking about, is Sabonis, is he better than Aldridge? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know though. Like, it's the games are different, like you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But Aldridge at one point was
so
like
good.
He was so good. He was like the prized free agent in the NBA, right? Like everybody was trying to bring him in for meetings and all this other stuff. I wonder if Sabonis would ever be the apple of the league's eye that way if he was a free agent. I don't know. Luckily, we probably won't ever know because the Kings are going to have him through most of his prime, so it won't be an issue. But that's a good way to look at it. I remember I watched an interview that Mike Brown had done during one of the Summer League games, and he talked about how he didn't realize how much DHO action DeRozan was used to, and now being able to do that with somebody like Domantas Sabonis, he's like, you're gonna fit right in, like this is gonna be great for you. Did some of your numbers kind of show the same things about like he did a lot more DHO than people realize, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. And in terms of, I think he worked so well with Vucevic, where the other number that kind of backs that up, DeRozan, 95 of his assists went to Vucevic. Mm-hmm. That was the most on the team for the Bulls. Second, 71 to Kobe White, and then 49 to Ayo Dosunmu. And so you see that kind of connection with the big is already established, I think, both in the pick and roll. DeRozan has a ton of pick and roll play types per game, too. I don't have the number right in front of me, but that one stood out a lot. And then I was surprised at how effective he was in the DHO, at least by the numbers, because I don't remember Chicago running that play type a lot, but I didn't watch a ton of their games. I really just when they played the Kings, so I think more than we realize. And he just comes in with that comfortability.
Nailed it.
Got there. And Vucevic is good. I just think Sabonis is a little bit better in that role. Mm-hmm. It feels like three similar types of players, Jokic, Sabonis, and Vucevic, where you have one tier, like tier one, tier two, tier three. Mm-hmm. And so to kind of have him be able to upgrade that, a little different of a game, but similar styles, to upgrade from Vucevic to Sabonis, I'm really intrigued to see how that elevates his game and maybe gets him some easier shots and looks. I know Mike Brown's talked about getting him a little, his efficiency going up in the Kings offense.
Given all of that, it feels like the way you laid all of that out, Willsey, that maybe the acclimation of DeMar DeRozan into this Sacramento Kings offense and the Kings offense and their acclimation into DeMar DeRozan, it doesn't sound like it's going to be that difficult.
I don't think so. He's such a high IQ player where, like, he's been playing for so long and in so many different offenses with multiple teams that he's just probably going to go out there and ball. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll fit in. It might take a little bit of adjusting, but...
But some of the concepts are the same. Like, the you talk about the DHOs and different things like that. That's something that, obviously, Domas did here a lot with a player mm-hmm. we're going to talk about here in a second.
Yeah. And I think leaning into the pick and roll a little bit more with DeRozan being so good in that aspect. I think we saw more pick and rolls last year than the year before for the Kings, especially with Monk and Sabonis. They were so good in that aspect that I think maybe we'll see the Kings shift a little bit more to play into DeRozan's strengths. But it's one of the things I'm really excited to see what their offense looks like with adding a player of his caliber.
Yeah, I'm just stuck on, like, well, you kind of started this off with, like, has DeRozan playing with other great players, right? And I'm like, mm-hmm. now I'm like, has he played with somebody as good as De'Aaron Fox? Obviously, you got Kyle Lowry. Mm-hmm. Fox is better than Lowry kind of ever was, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Then you talk about LaMarcus Aldridge. That's another one. But, I mean, man, is Fox better now than LaMarcus Aldridge heights? It's hard to say because LaMarcus Aldridge is this multiple-time all-star and all-NBA guy mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, there's an argument to be made that Zach LaVine is on that list as well. But there's an argument to be made that this is the best teammate DeMar mm-hmm. DeRozan has ever played with when you talk about mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with the way their games complement each other. Mm-hmm. I think they're... Like, this whole conversation started with Sabonis and DeRozan, but, like, let's not forget, DeRozan and Fox are, like, I love the combination of their games, too, especially with Fox kind of taking more threes last year mm-hmm. to even out DeRozan not taking as many threes. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Well, you talk about taking threes. Let's transition to your debut article over there on SI, as this is Will Z., writer for SI. We have to pay Will now to come on. I can't even text Will anymore. Like, hey, you want to come on the show? I have to text Will's assistant. Yeah. Then Will's assistant will let us know. Oh, all right, I guess. Cute little radio show. We'll see if we could do something for you.
I was going to say something else, but he ain't going to say it. I'll just leave it. Go ahead, ask a question.
Oh, they've already asked. I know what you're looking for. No, they already asked. Will. Asked. Will with us. They've already asked. And we've told Will he can do whatever makes him happy.
Whatever you got to do.
Will was the one who was like, nah, it'd be weird.
Yeah, I love you guys.
It's crazy.
Kevin Herter. Kevin Herter is, he's an interesting subject of conversation right now because he's still a member of the Sacramento Kings. A lot of people didn't think he would be. I didn't think that he would be. And by the way, it doesn't mean he can't be traded. It doesn't mean, you know, couldn't be more deals ahead. But your inaugural article was about Kevin Herter and how you expect to bounce back this season. Two things. I expect a bounce back as well. I think we might find something in between the last two seasons. But what makes you so confident that Kevin Herter's probably closer to the guy we saw his first year in Sacramento rather than the second?
Yeah, just really looking at the numbers shows how odd last season was. So Kenny, hit it with your favorite, the wide open threes. If you look at his career wide open 3-point percentage starting in 2018-19, 39.9% and 43.5, a down year 35.5, and then 42.4, 42.4, and then last year 34.2. So that's a really low number for wide open threes, especially for someone from his caliber of a shooter. I'd be shocked if that number stays about the same, and he's going to get those wide open looks. Just because the Kings offense is so stacked that if he can go up to his career average in that even like high 30s, low 40s, then that's a huge improvement on its own. Yeah. And what I liked too from last year is his 2-point percentage was still pretty high. It skyrocketed when he got traded to the Kings, 60.4% in his first year in Sacramento. Before that, his career high had been 53%. Last year, it dropped to 57, so still higher than all of his time in Atlanta, but not quite as high as the first season. But he showed he can still score in that kind of variety of ways. I think everyone labels him as just a three-point shooter, but I see him as more than that, especially him and Sabonis in their little two-man game. He can get going inside. He doesn't do it a ton, but he's pretty effective inside the arc as well. So combining that increased or like maintained efficiency from two with a return to average, even if it's just on the wide open looks, would be huge for him. Yeah. And the Kings offense.
And you got to think that even if it is a reduced role, that he's going to have more opportunities than he had, more of an ability to go up against maybe second team defenses and be able to have an opportunity to put up better numbers than he did. And like you said, that's before we even talk about wide open looks that he may be getting because he's playing with so many scores that draw so much attention pretty much at all times. You know what I mean? No disrespect, but there's not a Harrison Barnes to, you know, sag off of or anything else like that. These are guys that demand a lot of attention offensively, and he can reap the benefits from that.
Yeah, the Kings need him to do is just, James always talks about how everyone slides back a role. If he's just a shooter, that's great. Like, I think, again, he's more than just that, but the Kings don't need him to do as much going forward. Which when you have a player of his caliber in that type of role, it's similar. I think Aaron Gordon he's better than his role on the Nuggets. And I think that's what elevates teams to championship teams. We see it with the Celtics. They have players who are probably better than their role on the team. Like their talent to role is talent is over the role. And if the Kings can have these types of players who their talent is more than they're being asked to do, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that him and Sabonis, I told you guys before I was going to be so sad if Herter was traded because I think him and Sabonis are perfect for each other. So having someone be able to come in off the bench, I assume, we'll see. I don't know. But having someone who can come in off the bench and light it up on any given night. And he's the type of player when Herter gets on a streak, he gets on a streak. Like he can carry a team on his own for like 10 games at a time.
Not no numbers, just asking for a writer's opinion. Who do you think starts at two?
I still like Keon. I think I just like it because it balances everything out. The pairing, I like the pairing of Fox and Keon and the pairing of McLaughlin and Monk, because you have one defensive guy in each pair and one offensive guy in each pair. I think you can make it work with Monk if he wants to start. It's hard to say no at this point, where you just work more on the rotations. And I think that Mike Brown and the coaching staff could probably do that, where they even things out. But I just like it because you have a more balanced lineup kind of at all times that way. But again, it's hard to say no if Monk really wants it.
The scenario with the starting two guard is almost to the point, I think, where it's what would you do and what do you think is going to happen? These are maybe two different answers.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people who would start Keon, that's what they would do. I'm starting to feel like I think that might be third, like Keon
starting Keon. I was wondering that too.
I
think Monk is
stepped in and played some nice minutes for us while everyone was out. It's just lives rent free in my head. A nice low line for Monty McNair about Keon Ellis just lives in my head. Like, it does not sound like he's describing his starting two guard.
Right.
And the fact that he was thinking about it after you said it last week.
And then he's playing all week long in summer league.
Yeah, I don't think it meant nothing. But it probably doesn't mean as much as I'm putting on it. But I just wish I had done the old Cheryl and Elk Grove and recorded the TV screen so you could hear it, because he wasn't like passive. It wasn't dismissive. It was
he meant it as a completely positive thing to say.
He did, but it was also, it just had a tone like, and you know, we all know how Monty is, but it just felt like, I don't think he would describe De'Aaron Fox that way. I don't think he would describe Malik Monk that way. I don't even think he would describe Harrison Barnes that way.
Right.
I don't know. It's going to live rent free in my head. Shout out Bonte Hill until that first game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I understand anybody who says Keon, they would start Keon. I get it. When I think about it, in some ways, I definitely might start Keon myself. Well, I just don't think he's going to.
Game one, there's probably not a wrong answer. Because there won't be a wrong answer until something goes wrong.
True.
So if game one gets here and, you know, Keon is 0-for-3, if Keon's putting up KZ Akpala numbers.
Oh!
And you know, maybe the Kings lose, then it's like, why are we doing this again? and I'm with you. I'm starting to feel like he might be third in line, because can't believe there. I don't know. I just can't believe you're going to be completely dismissive of Kevin Huerter.
I just don't think he would start. Huerter would start. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you and leaning towards Malik. I'm just not writing off Kevin Huerter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Understand completely.
William, congratulations, man. We're really proud of you. We can't wait to see what happens next year. I mean, you're going to be on Casey's boy, Chris Mannix's podcast any minute talking about.
That's going to be Will Z's boy.
Well, that will be Will Z's boy moving forward. We'll stop bad-mouthing your coworkers.
Is there a day we should look out for, you know, Will Z articles, or is it just kind of right now in the off season?
At this point, it's every damn day.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah, I think my school is like 4 a week or so. It's super free. Like, I can write at whatever cadence I want, which is nice, and about whatever topic. So super great in that aspect. As long as I've got ideas, I'll write it. It's one of the things where I want to write good articles. I don't want to write articles just to write articles. So I don't know if I'll try and force it. But as long as I keep thinking of things that interest me, I'll find some numbers and throw some ideas.
Between us, just us, the chat, you know. I'd repurpose some of those articles you've written in the past. Well,
that is, I was
that could work too.
It's a bigger bigger platform, buddy. You're in the pros now. Just you don't have to send them the same sheet. Just the premise. Mm-hmm. Add a little bit to it and off it goes.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I was thinking about that too. And yeah, I mean, there's a little bit different audience.
Yeah. 100%.
And SI.com.
100%. So check out Willsy over at SI.com, man. Super happy for you. Can't wait to watch this continue to grow. Will, we appreciate you as always, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Congrats,
it.
Will.
Will Z of SI.com right there. The Sacramento Kings on SI. Really good stuff. Just another resource for Kings fans to dive in and read some great content from people who actually watch the basketball
game. That's it. That's it. And that's a good job by SI and other, you know, Locked On and people who do that. It's like, let's get some people who are actually there and locked in to get some more accurate information and content on our site. So they couldn't find many people better than that guy right there. Indeed. We'll see.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Speaking of people who watch the game, we haven't gotten the chance to talk to him for a little bit, but our man James Hamm is back from Cabo.
Hey.
And he'll join us when D'Lo and KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Our man James Hamm set to join us here at the top of the hour. It'll be great to connect with James for the first time in a little while. You can connect with us on the phone lines if you'd like to, 916-909-1320. Of course, a lot of you are already jumping in on the conversation in the chatty house brought to you by Matthews Mattress. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you. Again, that's Matthews Mattress. .com, sale or not, they have free same-day delivery. You could be sleeping in a brand-new mattress today, and make sure when you head into whatever of those 10 locations you go to, make sure you tell them you're part of the Chatty House. Make sure you tell them you heard about them on D'Lo and KC. A couple of things we didn't get to today. Excited to talk to James Hamm coming up here in just a few minutes.
Did you see this? Bob Melvin got ejected when handing in the lineup cards.
How does that happen? What day was this?
Yesterday. He got
what did he do?
Because there was a play, I think, on Friday that he didn't. Friday, mind you, Saturday happened. There was a play on Friday he didn't like. And I guess when he went to go get the lineup cards on Sunday.
All right, Bob.
He got thrown out.
And why is Michael? I love Mike Wilbon.
That's not his best outfit.
Mike's got a polo, which clearly a short sleeve polo shirt with his blazer over the top, but he has a pocket square in, and it just looks like a mess. And shout out to Torney Kornheiser, who I guarantee has shorts on.
Facts.
Mike
know how to dress. He know better than that.
Yeah,
Mike's outfit makes no sense.
Yeah, absolutely no sense whatsoever.
It screams he's on vacation and maybe like didn't have all his luggage. His luggage got lost or something.
You know, it wouldn't be good, but it'd be better if he just took the pocket square out. Mm. The pocket square is supposed to accentuate a meticulously put together outfit. He looks like he just grabbed everything that was near the camera and put it on.
He's got a golfing shirt under his blazer.
He probably either just got back from golfing or is about to leave for golfing.
He grabbed everything that was by the camera.
Come on, Mike.
Oh, man.
Come on. Still looks better than Richard Jefferson, though.
Well, that's a fact.
That's easy work.
Yeah.
That's easy work.
That is a fact. It's now 18-0 Massachusetts over New Hampshire.
Sorry, New Hampshire, you got this.
This is the regionals for the Little League Softball World Series.
Okay. You want to put your keys down or whatever?
About to put them in my festival bag.
It's like when Kenny tries to quietly open a bag of chips and it's just...
I put them in my festival bag. My wife calls it a purse. I said, it's not a purse. It's a festival bag.
Yo, your festival bags are like the final bar of Stacy.
No, don't. This is a Jordan festival bag. What are we talking
Bonte
about?
Bonte calls her Sacramento Stacy.
That was funny.
Sacramento. Stacy was like, "Hey, let's do the picture." Like, what picture are you talking about? She got a kick out of the defensive player of the year like pictures and how defensive player of the game. Yeah, so she was like, "Let's do the picture where we cover our faces." And so Stacy has this bad habit of, instead of like doing, you know, what De'Aaron does or Malik does, she makes it look like she's shielding the sun from her eyes. So we had to have a little tutorial out there at Cesar Chavez Park about how to do the picture. She was very excited to post that, and it wasn't lost on our buddy
Sacramento Stacy
Bonte Hill, who happened to who caught that and think he got a little in his feelings that the final boss was hanging out with D'Lo and KC. Though he did show some love.
Always shows love, man. Yeah, Bonte, that's my guy, man.
Well, we were cooking on social media on Friday night. Shout out, man. Leezy. That boy Leezy was working.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
You know, a photographer takes a good picture when they look at it and they go, "Oh," and they turn it directly to you. It was like, "Oh yeah, Leezy, give me that."
He caught a couple of them. Yeah, he caught a couple of them. Man, shout out Leezy.
He got a couple. Man,
nice crowd at concerts in the park too.
Great crowd, man. That was one of them nights where, and man, I can't. We you know, Katy Page and Nate Curry, Bug B, yeah. and of course P-Lo and Cool
95
John.
95 Mill too. He was up there with Bug B.
Sage the Gemini. Everybody who came through. Man, I cannot stress enough how big Oasis was for that party.
Oasis was going crazy.
DJ Oasis stepped into that DJ booth and had a plan.
Yeah, man.
And man, he executed that game plan. He had. You put Oasis on that Wilt Chamberlain stat line.
Yeah.
That was Oasis on Friday night.
I always just thought Oasis was a good DJ, just in general. It's what he a good DJ. But when we was at the Juneteenth celebration and he brought out the barbecue mix,
yeah,
I said, "Oh, this dude."
Yeah.
Now, this dude's a student of the game. Mm-hmm. He's a student of music. Oasis had the barbecue mix going. I said, "Oh, man."
He had everybody walking out of the park to the Gap Band.
He's a student of music, man. Yeah, man. That's what a good DJ is, man.
Oasis and those, you know, because there was supposed to be about a little less than 15 minutes between the end of Nate Curry and the start of P-Lo and Cool John.
Mm-hmm.
And because P-Lo was so gracious, we're doing these meet and greets, photo things, all of this different stuff. We got a heads up at about 8. It was just after 8. It was about 8:05. Like, "Hey, we're going to go till 8:15. They'll be ready at 8:15. They're cutting everything off, but he needs a few minutes." I was like, "No problem."
Mm-hmm.
We got the benefit of being on stage and having fun with the crowd. Oasis was doing all the work.
Yeah.
That boy is nasty.
I was just vibing to the party. That's all I was doing. I was just vibing to the party.
And we was just singing along with the crowd.
Yeah, man. Good times, man.
He had that West Coast mix playing right before P-Lo came on stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That culminated in the only song in America, according to Steph Curry.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Be mad about it.
No, look, you saw me out there. I had a good time with the song. It's a solid song, but it's kind of worn off.
But I'm sorry. Go look at that crowd again. It hasn't worn off. It's worn off on us. Because we play it every hour and 15 minutes. It ain't worn off on them.
It's kind of worn off, dog.
Go look at them again. It ain't worn off.
I've seen them. I was there. I've seen them. They was.
Ain't worn off.
They,
no one rolled their eyes.
No, it's not necessarily that. But what was the song? The
song's been out for like 2 months, dude. Yeah. That's crazy.
They had a couple other that got it popping more than that.
It didn't get it popping more than that. Like, Drake got a good response.
No, not even talking about that. I'm talking about, like, some West Coast classics and stuff like that that got it popping more than not like us.
Okay.
Because it's not, if that would have happened the last concerts in the park, yeah, it would have been jumping, like, going crazy.
Yeah, well, we couldn't play it at last concerts in the park. Don't want to do that.
It would have been jumping crazy. Now,
literally told the DJ, "Hey, you play Not Like Us?" Never mind. I ain't going to do that. Never mind. Forget it. It's just really hard being right. It's really hard doing people's jobs better than them. Didn't have to do that. Oasis knew what to do.
He knew what time it was, man.
Wow, Zeke is only 29.
He's not even 30 yet.
Wow.
I say this a lot when we talk about...
Man, it feels like Ezekiel Elliott's at least 40.
When we talk about Ezekiel Elliott, I say this a lot, but as a 49ers fan, I was like, oh, no. Oh,
wow,
no.
He's 29.
I was like, they got the next great one. When the Cowboys had him,
yeah.
I was like, oh, no. He looked like he was going to be unstoppable.
That is bananas. I cannot believe he's only 29 years old.
What would you say his dominance was? It was like super short. It was like 2 years. His rookie year.
Like a year and a half.
Did he get suspended after his rookie year? Or was that after his second year? I can't remember.
So I would think it's his. So the suspension was 6 games?
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I feel like
it was the second. But.
Like I said, as a Niners fan, I saw that rookie. I was like, oh, man. They didn't got the next damn Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith combined.
Yeah, he looked like he was the one.
Yeah.
He looked like he was the one, and for a
he got suspended his second season. I believe he only played 10 games that year, and then he ran for 1,300 yards in 2019, and after that, fell off.
Mm.
1,600 yards his rookie year. 1,631.
Oh man!
983 in the 10 games Jesse was just referring to.
Jeez.
1,400 yards the third year. 1,300 yards the year after that, and it gets a little...
Well, that 1,300 yards, that last, like, 1,300, didn't that combine with, like, he started fumbling a lot?
That year,
That was, like, the first year of the decline, I felt like. Like, the numbers were good, but he started fumbling.
He fumbled a career high 6 times.
Mm.
Yeah, matched a career high. I'm sorry, 6 times.
No, it was the next time. The career high the next year?
Well, no, it was actually 2 years prior, but he was running for 1,400 yards that year, so no one cared.
That boy Ezekiel Elliott was a problem, man. Jeez. Happy birthday to him, man.
He was first team All-Pro his rookie season.
Mm. He had the perfect combination of power and speed. Like, he would run through you, but then if he got on the open field, you weren't going to catch him. It was crazy to see him that rookie year. I was scared to death. I was like, damn, this guy's the truth.
Trying to figure out. Yeah, his God, did he, man. He obviously stunk in New England. Like, that was
injuries too, though, didn't he? Didn't he have
in New England or just in general?
Just in general. He kind of got hurt a little bit.
I mean, he played 16 games in a 16 game season. He played 15 games, 17 games, and 14 games.
I felt like he had a knee in
his yards per carry the last 4 years have been pretty weak too.
Yeah, that's the tough part. Like, they that's where the fall off. Shout out J. Cole is.
Yeah. Well, if he had better quarterback play, maybe it wouldn't be all on him.
It's facts. Not that overrated guy wearing number 4 in Dallas.
I don't even mean that. I'm just throwing.
Yeah, you did. That's what we've been meaning.
Your hate for.
He's
Dak
no Tony Romo.
It's crazy.
Oh.
Oh, that was a shot.
I said he's Tony Romo.
No, that was a shot. That's like the second shot you've taken at me today. That was my quarterback. Leave my quarterback alone.
Oh, man. Now, Dak is okay. He's just overrated. That's all it is.
Dak is good. He's just not the highest paid quarterback in the league. Yeah.
He's a good quarterback. He's just overrated. Like, he's not a top 10 guy.
It's James Harden. It's fine.
Yeah, it's a great call, by the way.
Man, he might be.
Man, it's a great call.
36 touchdowns, and is that? Math don't work. What year are we in? 22. Oh, that's right. Yeah. 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions last year.
Good numbers. Good numbers.
4,500 yards.
Good numbers.
17 games played. Played 12 the year prior, 16 the year prior, 5 the year prior. And then didn't miss a game his first four seasons.
And remember when remember when they beat the Eagles on Sunday Night Football? There's like, that's the performance Dak needed to show us. He's official now. Yeah, all right.
He's an MVP candidate for like 20 minutes.
He was an MVP candidate for a minute.
And then he goes to Miami the next week and does nothing.
Bro, those Miami's like only December win two.
Was that last year? Weren't they like 12-5 last year?
The Miami?
No, the Cowboys.
They won the East.
Yeah.
What were the? Wasn't that the Dolphins' record too? What was the Dolphins' record?
They were like 9-3 going into December, and they just completely folded. I think they finished like 10-7 or something. Shout out to my Fins.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.